Nearly 50 years ago, French-born historian Jacques Barzon wrote, "Whoever wants to know the heart and mind of America had better learn baseball." Much has changed in the decades since then. Commentator Frank DeFord says that includes which game best represents America.
As yet another new pigskin season arrives, the reach of football extends deeper than ever into our soul and society. Baseball truly was our national pastime, and not just because it was the one game that knitted us together at a time when football was mostly just the province of a few privileged college boys. But football is supreme here today because it has inculcated itself so into our everyday culture. As, for example, the interest in betting on horses declined in the second half of the 20th century, that need to gamble was replaced here in the United States by football spreads. The hallmark of baseball was that it was every day, but that ultimately made baseball seem so ordinary, while football came to seem special once a week. Or, from another point of view, baseball is more like marriage, football more like sex. Once radio and then television set up a rhythm for weekly anticipations. If it's Tuesday, it's Uncle Milty. Football fit in better. Football got its own piece of the calendar. God was limited to Sunday mornings. The NFL was allotted the rest of the predominant Sabbath. And we were weaned more on football. Whereas baseball was tied to community, football was attached to academia. So as more and more Americans finished high school and then college, their allegiance to school football teams superseded baseball town teams. In an odd way, too, we have become more nationalized, especially because of television. Football is the more shared experience. Ironically, baseball, the original national pastime, has become more of a local passion. I guarantee you that the average fan in Seattle or Baltimore is much more a student, even an authority, of the Kansas City Chiefs than of the Kansas City Royals. Football, especially the NFL, has even created something of a parallel universe. Video games like Madden NFL Football 2004, which are based on NFL statistics, are the obsession of children and grown-ups trying to be children alike. So-called rotisserie baseball, wherein fans draft teams of major leaguers to see who can come up with a collection of the best individuals, has been far superseded by fantasy football. And, of course, football is also keeping up with the Joneses. The fatter we get, what other sport has blubbery 300-pound role models for Americans to identify with?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. And he joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.